Well, hello there and welcome back. How are you doing? So nice to be heard by you again. I'm Uncle Bye Bye, and with Brit. Me as always, you jumped the gun there. You didn't wait for your cue.
I know. I'm the Brit. I'm drinking wine again.
There she is. Yeah, so if you haven't figured it out, we gave up on talking about Beverly Hills because it was just too weak. The reunion was weak. I mean, sure, could we have picked it apart? But if you watched it, you know how dumb it was. And there, you know, whatever. I'm sorry.
I mean, Sutton collapsing.
She didn't really collapse. She had the shakes because she's got problems.
And she knew Kathy Hilton was coming for her. And Kathy Hilton's the queen.
Well,
if she comes for you, it's over.
We can't. There was nothing worth talking about.
No, there wasn't.
So we'll wait. We're waiting for Jersey.
Oh, I can't wait.
For all the Housewives fans, if that's why you're tuning into us, we will continue to bring you content on those franchises.
When we have
Salt
some
Lake
content.
City, New York, Jersey.
I can't wait for you to watch Jersey.
I will love Jersey.
You're going to love it so much.
Yeah. But
can I a little side note, Potomac?
No, can't talk about it. I have to go. Now we have to delete and start over.
No.
Yep.
Really?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
He doesn't like Potomac. Whatevs. Some of us do.
I can't be into all of them. I have to pick and choose. I'm into all of them,
and I know some of you listen.
I don't have the bandwidth, as they say.
Oh.
You know how they say that now?
No.
Yeah, people, yeah.
I've never heard that expression.
You're gotta be kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
Okay, well, anyway. Okay. So what we're going to talk to you about tonight, something that's really, I mean, I shouldn't say it's bothered me, but it's just been... It does kind of annoy me a little bit when it happens, okay? So we here in the Midwest, coming out of winter, it's the spring.
We live near Tornado Alley. We're not
really in it.
I know, but people like to say it, but we're not in it. It'd be like living a couple of cul-de-sacs over.
Yeah, we're northeast of Texas and Oklahoma and all that. But we do get some weather.
We get the tailwinds.
We get some weather. And for those of you that don't know or aren't local, St. Louis is notorious for grandiose, sensational, over-the-top, panic-creating weather reports on anything, right?
Sure.
If it's hot, there's a fucking heat alert, you know? If it's cold... Your pipes are going to freeze. If it's raining, you look out for the floods, right?
The arc.
I mean, yeah, right. The whole thing. So,
and we love watching the... Remember, though, during the winter, the ice storm, the fire truck?
Well, that was crazy.
We had a big... I won't go into detail, but we had a big ice storm. You probably saw the video of the fire truck
spinning.
Yeah, I
think it went viral nationally.
Yeah, it wasn't far from where we are. I mean, that was... Unreal.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So exciting.
But here we are now in the springtime. Hopefully the ice is out of the way.
Springtime is storm time.
Storm time in the Midwest. You get some green looking skylines and some clouds.
And everything goes
ominous.
So still.
Yeah, it goes still right before it all. And then you get updrafts and swirls and funnel clouds and all this stuff. But here's the point. The sirens... go off so often, it seems, that it's a cry wolf situation. Yeah. Okay?
They went off.
I can't remember the last time that I actually had any sort of anxiety, and I'm someone who can be prone to a little anxiety and a little hypochondria and all that. I can't remember the last time I had anything that resembled a fear for my life or my safety when weather related.
Well, the other morning, the tornado... Well, I thought I was dreaming. The tornado sirens went off, and I just pulled up the cover and went back to sleep.
You rolled back over.
Yeah.
As you should, because they, again, are a cry wolf situation.
And they say you have to go down to the basement, you know, lie in your bathtub. I've never done that.
No, here's my opinion on tornadoes, okay? They're obviously very dangerous. Oh, we all saw sure. Twister. I mean, it's a no-joke situation.
Joplin, Missouri was wiped out. Oh,
just
out.
Got devastated.
Yeah,
it was terrible. They can be devastating. I'm not trying to diminish the impact a tornado can have. It can be truly tragic. It can devastate families and towns and all of that. So, yes, we're lucky to have a warning system. But the warning system needs to be utilized in a different manner. And here's my suggestion to anybody that's listening out there who can make things happen. Okay. I have no pull in the weather industry.
You don't?
Zero. Nobody in the weather industry gives a shit what I have to say about anything. But here's what you do. We need to have, you know how the entire country, the government has like, we're at DEFCON, whatever, you know what I mean? Or even like, what about this, for example? This is even better. On the highway, you're driving down the highway and it says, you know, air quality alert. We're at green, we're at red, we're at what, you know, all that. So we need one sound, one type of warning
like
for
bad weather coming, be careful.
Hey. It's going to storm,
you're and right,
according to our, you know, formulas and predictions, the weather's right, maybe, that a severe storm could pop up. It's kind of like the difference between having, you know, some rice and some chicken and some mixed vegetables in your fridge. Like, that's a stir-fry watch. You could have stir-fry.
Yeah. Stir-fry right? Night.
But if the pan's hot and the chicken's in the pan and the rice is coming, then you have a warning. Then it's like, stir-fry warning. Here we go. We're really doing it. The wok's out. We're going to make some stir-fry, right? I don't want to hear an alarm that's ambiguous between I've got the stuff to make stir fry, and stir fry is going to be served in five minutes.
There's a difference.
There's a difference. Okay.
So, but you know what? It's liability. Could you imagine if they were to say,
well, I'm saying, okay, so fine. So let's just train ourselves so we have one alarm that's like, all you people over 75 years old, you better bunker in and turn on your weather radios and check the batteries in your flashlight. Okay. Because we have bad weather coming. We haven't seen a tornado. We don't know if a tornado is going to happen, but it could.
Yeah.
So that's one sound. The next sound is like, we saw a tornado within 20 miles of you.
20,
okay. There's a tornado spotted within 20 miles. Okay, well, that's cause for some concern. A little heightened intensity there, okay? And then I want, the only one I'm going to pay attention to is the sound, the whatever rhythm they choose or whatever alarm noise they choose to make for, there's a tornado within 5 miles of you.
Yeah.
You better get the fuck underground.
That's the only time I care. Yeah.
Like, if it's on the ground coming right at me. And then I'll try to save some stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Some people, some animals, few valuable things. You know? But at the end of the day, if a tornado hits you, you're fucked anyway.
If it truly hits you.
You're fucked anyway.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I remember I've never paid attention to them, but the one year, quite a few years ago, because my poodle was still alive, there was a warning, go to the basement, you know, the weather was terrible. So I said, okay, we'll go to the basement, but let me open a bottle of champagne first. By the time we managed to open the champagne, it was all over.
Yeah.
And we were still...
that's it.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
That was like the other morning when you rolled over. We heard the... We kind of woke up vaguely to the alarm.
Yeah.
I mean, to the siren. And then it just kind of... You know, when they turn it off,
yeah,
it goes... It's like, all you really did was wake me up against my will.
Yeah, that's all you did.
Right.
And I thought I was even dreaming. And
right.
Later I said to you, did the sirens go off this morning?
There is no situation where if I'm asleep in bed and the siren goes off, if it's just this one tone siren that I'm talking about,
there.
I'm staying in, I don't know. I need more evidence of harm coming my way than the siren.
Probably say
the siren is not, doesn't mean anything. There's not, there many times a siren goes off and there's no tornado. I will say this. I did see the evidence of a tornado once. A long time ago, I lived in the Central West End.
Yeah.
And I was on the, I think it was maybe the seventh floor, something like that, of my apartment building. And I looked west.
Yeah.
I could see the Chase.
Oh, really?
Okay.
It's a hotel in St. Louis.
And I'm at the window, right, watching the storm come in. I watched lightning hit the Chase.
Really?
Yes. I watched lightning hit the Chase, which was startling. Because when lightning hits, that was, you know, about one city block away. Yeah. It's just not that far from where I was, you know. And that is a loud, powerful crash and crack.
What was it like? What was the sound like?
I just described it. A loud, powerful crash and crack. With very, very, I mean, you know, it would be kind of a pun to say thunderous, wouldn't it? But it was, it resonated. The windows shook, right?
Really?
Yeah. In my, it was big. Storm passed. I went out to the grounds, if you will.
Yeah.
Like there's like some land in front of some other buildings between the apartment building I lived in and the Chase. And there was a tree that about, we'll say, 2.5 or 3 feet off the grounds had been basically twisted like a toothpick.
Wow.
Like if you took the toothpick, right, and just shredded it like that. So the stump is there. Again,
how many
about
years
two
ago
and a,
was this?
This was 35 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Right? How old am I now? Yeah, 35 years ago.
Oh, right.
35 years ago. So the stump's there, broken off, and the tree itself, the whole rest of the tree, top of the tree, however tall it was. It wasn't a huge tree, but it was a, you know, it was as big around as, I don't know what to say. Like, let's say it's as big around as like your common office water cooler jug.
I get it, yeah.
Okay. Maybe a little bigger than that. Probably not a manhole cover, a little bigger than a water jug. You get the idea. Was thrown 10 yards away from where the stump was. 10 yards is far.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So something caught that tree, twisted it somehow down at the base, shredded it, and threw it down. So it was an undocumented tornado that came down that little pathway right there on Maryland.
I know exactly what you mean, yeah.
So that, seeing that was a little bit like, you know, here's the trick. Now, this was, again, 35 years ago. I didn't hear a siren before that, okay? So the sirens weren't going off when what I believe constitutes a tornado hit my little neighborhood.
Wow.
And then other times, we have rain, you know, with a little bit of wind, and the sirens are going off. So it's, I don't know.
It is exciting, though, living here in one way. Because the weather extremes are unreal. And when a storm is brewing, is it almost an excitement? Or is it dread?
I don't know. I mean, I like a good winter storm that, you know, you got your stuff, you snow in, you have a movie day.
That one day.
One day. You know, but really, we probably could have gone somewhere if we had wanted to.
No,
I don't want to talk about winter weather. I want to talk about tornadoes.
Oh, me too.
So I had one other experience with a tornado. Okay.
Pray tell. You love it when I say that.
I don't. But it's okay. You can say it anytime
you want.
I
never say it to anyone but you. Carry
Why?
On. I don't know.
Share the love. So my boys were young, and they had an across-the-street neighbor friend, another kid, roughly the same age, right?
Mm-hmm.
Roughly, you know. And he was over, and he was playing with us. I'm going to say everyone was no older than 10, 11, or 12, the oldest of the crew, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing our thing, you know, and he lived with his grandparents across the street. And all of a sudden, the sirens go off, right? The kid lived truly directly across the street of this little cul-de-sac neighborhood, okay? Sirens go off. He goes, "We got to go to the basement."
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Let's go to the basement." Kid starts to panic. I'm like, fine. We go down to the basement, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sitting there like, couldn't have just run home? Because I don't want to be in the basement. We don't need to be in the basement. So I guess the kid had some trauma or some anxiety or something. Yeah. You know, makes me turn. It was back when you had radios were a regular thing around. You know what I mean? You
well, just we had didn't a, have cell phones.
Right. Well, we had cell phones. But
social media wasn't right.
So you can turn on the radio, and of course, like they do, like I've already mentioned, it's all this dread and fear and scare and terrify tactics. And I'm like, you know, I think it's gone. And he's like listening to the weather radio report, and they're saying more storms. I'm like, you want me to walk you home? Like, wouldn't you be safe? Well, I can't go outside right now. Can't go out. It's a storm. More storms. Like, kid, we were just playing kickball in the backyard, and now I'm bunkered in my basement because you have some sort of heightened fear of storms. Gosh. Oh my god, I felt like kicking the kid out.
Have you seen him recently? Remind him if ever you see him again.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go like make a storm noise and see if he pisses himself.
Yeah.
I will not do that. I'm not mean to kids, and he's not a kid anymore. He's a full grown adult who could probably beat my ass, so I'm not gonna taunt him. Yeah, I don't know. I think they need to have some levels, some different levels of warnings.
But how could you teach people that?
It's easy. Here's the thing. Every time they test the system, they come on the loudspeaker and there's a voice. All right? So just send us a message. This is a level one alert. Probably no big deal, but if you're super scared, go ahead and hide in your basement.
What about if they had like
then level
lights.
Two? Lights? You can't see like, the light? What? We're going to have UFOs fly over?
No, a real, like, bright light for red. Do not even consider going
What are you talking about? Like a bat signal?
Yeah, yellow.
You're
risking it. Green. You can still go out, but you really shouldn't. But you
sure,
know.
Where are you going to shine the light?
You could just have this powerful beam, like, that would fly.
Okay. Powerful beam, huh? I like my idea of the siren system. The siren system.
Good luck teaching people a siren system.
Good luck getting the light to shine so everyone can see it.
Well, I'm sure the government could do it. Or they could make... Oh! They could make our cell phones flash.
They do that anyway, like an amber alert
on your
phone?
Yeah, but be red, don't think about going out. You know, like... That's what they could do. Oh, the television.
No, we're not always watching a television.
Yeah,
the sirens.
You're going to have something on television, your phone.
I think you're. I don't think
Dream
you're.
Dreamworld, baby.
Okay. Well, when we all have our implants, they'll just be able to change our thoughts.
Whisper in our ear.
Right, exactly.
Storm.
All right. Well, that's it. That's Storm Rant 24. Stormwatch. We will be. On the lookout. We are your first alert weather source.
Yes.
So you should pay attention to us because when a storm happens, we'll talk about it a day or two later and you can hear what it was like.
Yeah.
Perfect. Until next time, I'm Uncle Bye Bye.
I'm the Brick. Good night.
Toodle Pip. Catch you on the flip.